Ginberg, Hamish Nechas, Velu Dvorm Omnu Mipnei Darke Shalom. Cohen Kori Rishon Achov Levi Achov Yisrael. Cohen is called up first, and then a Levi, and then a Yisrael, Mipnei Darke Shalom. Because of Darke Shalom, they shouldn't fight. Really, a Cohen is able to, Meikar Adin, let's say, give it over to a Yisrael that he feels fit, but that would cause people to fight. Why are you giving it to this guy, not me? And because Darke Shalom, a Cohen doesn't have the ability to give it out, he always comes first. Now, really, from the din of the Mishnah, this only applies if a Kohen was on par with everybody else. But if you have a Talmud Chacham should come in front of a Kohen. That really should be, even from the din of the Mishnah, that should be that way. Because the Mishnah is only talking about when they're equal or the Kohen's greater. But the Rav says that we're nohig that a Kohen, no matter what, even if he's an Amaretz, always gets called to the Torah first. And when there's no Kohen, this whole chain is broken. The Rav says that when that happens, that a Levi is not called up at all. It's just Yisraelim. Ma'arvin b'bayis yashon b'pnei darchei shalom. If a Eruvei Chatzeres were set up in a house for a long time, and that became where everybody expected the Eruv to be, we don't change it to another house because of darchei shalom, because people will see that the Eruv is not there where they're accustomed to it being, and they'll think that the people in the Chatzer were carrying without an Eruv. So in order to prevent that, because of darchei shalom, the people shouldn't be calling everybody Mechalalei Shabbos, even though they're really not, we make sure that the Eruv stays in the same place. Borshu karv la'amah. If a person has his pit near the Amas HaMayim, a stream that's coming from a river, Bismali Rishon, Mipnei Darkei Shalom. The guy that's closest to the water, he fills his pit up first. Sounds like he was higher up as the water would go down. So the person that's highest up, closest, he would fill his first, and then everybody else would do it afterwards in that order because of Darkei Shalom. Mitzodos Chayva Oifes V'dogim. These traps for Chayis, Ophis, and Dogim don't have, since they're nets, they don't have, like a Kli normally has a receptacle. But a net has no Toch. So really, the Kli should not be able to be Kona, anything, a net like this. But because of Darkei Shalom, all these nets, Metzudas, Chayis, Ophis, and Dogim, Yeshbe Mishum Gezel, Mipnei Darkei Shalom. They all have a din of Gezel because of Darkei Shalom. That just means that it's Usser to take from somebody's net, the Rav explains. But it sounds like, but b'dieved, if you took it, he can't get it back from you. Like if he would take it a din, he couldn't get it from you because really he never really owned it, mikra din. Rabbi Yossi Amar Gezel Gomer. Rabbi Yossi ever says, and the Rav says that Allah is not like Rabbi Yossi though, he says it is Gezel Gomer. Midivrayim. In other words, the Rabbanan considered it Gezel if you take it from nets, and therefore the guy that was stolen from, the guy that owned the nets, can go and take it from you if he would go to Beis Din. Metzias cherishayt v'katan yesh ben mishum gozam b'pnei darkei shalom. Metzias cherishayt v'katan, which really they don't have a yad to be zocha, something that's not theirs, and there's no das acheris that's makna for them, like Beis Yosef says. Still, if you take from them, that's gezel, also because of darkei shalom. Rabbi Yosi Amar gozel gomer, same thing. That even b'dieved they can go to Beis Din and take it from people that stole from them. Ani hamnakif b'rosh hazayis, an ani that's collecting matnas aniim. So let's say by shichacha or peah, the ani is cutting the fruit off the branch and it falls down to the floor. Mashatacht of gozel, that which is under him. In other words, if the olives, let's say, fall to the ground and somebody goes and chaps those olives that he just cut, that's gezel mibnei darkei shalom. Rabbi Yosi Omer, gozel gomer, same thing. Rabbi Yosi says it's complete gezel that he can take it back midin with the dayanim. And Mishnah ends that if Goyim come by leket shechem peah with all, just like other Jews, or they come with other Jews or whatever, you give it to them as well because of darkei shalom. Really, midiraisa, we're supposed to be giving the matnas aniyim to ani Yisrael. Nevertheless, because of darkei shalom, if we don't give it to the Goyim, they're going to say that we don't help their aniyim and only the Jews, and it would cause issues. And that's why also the Gemara says we do the same thing when it comes to visiting their sick, taking care of their sick, taking care of their kfuras, and things like that. We treat them the same way because of Darkei Shalom.